Well, today's gospel has something to do with what we've been meditating on recently, the just keep banging motto for our prayer life, that is to be persistent in our prayers and also our prayers for rain, the masses we've been celebrating for rain many, many times, and how our prayers have been answered. And so that's what our Lord wants to teach us in today's gospel, that God is actually pleased when we are insistent in prayer. And this is what St. John Chrysostom says with regard to this passage. Christ proposes this parable to teach his disciples not to be disheartened, nor to stop praying because their petitions are not answered immediately, but to persevere in prayer and to pray more earnestly. For if they do this, God will listen to their prayers and grant them their requests. And then St. Augustine says, why, because of his persistence, is he given what he asks for? Because he did not cease knocking, and because he did not go away when his request was denied. He who was unwilling to give what his friend asked for, gave at last because the other continued his demands. Much more then will God give, who in his goodness bids us to ask. Right? The church, by having mass, prayers, official liturgical prayers for rain or for an end to abortion, that's an invitation to pray when you need rain, when we need to defend life. Okay? The church wants us to pray for and ask of these things of which we have need. He who was unwilling to give what his friend asked for gave at last because the other continued his demands. Much more then will God give who in his goodness bids us to ask and is displeased if we do not ask. God wills that we should be persevering in prayer even to the point of importunity and delights in it. For he wants us with great passion to insist and knock and urge and, as it were, compel God to give. Persistent prayer is, quote, violence pleasing to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.